next on the 5 o'clock report.
We're going to vote. We're all going to go on the record.
This party is going to get absolutely wiped out in the midterm elections.
These free masks are going to be game changing.
There's beauty on the other side when we allow the healing to take place.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
The press and the president. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast.
I'm happy to take questions.
President Biden hosting a rare news conference at the White House today. He focused his firepower on sky-high prices and the two-year-old pandemic.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better.
The president said today we are in a better place now than we were last year when it comes to COVID. The White House hoping today's presser helps Mr. Biden hit the reset button on what has been one of the worst first years of any president in modern times. Media critic Joe Concha.
Until I see actions from this administration on fixing problems, the words don't mean diddly.
Today's news conference comes on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the Biden presidency. Former Congressman Sean Duffy.
What Joe Biden has to do is actually change course. If Joe Biden stays on this radical course, he's going to continue to lose, and his party is going to get absolutely wiped out in the midterm elections.
The president insisted today that most Americans are on his side when it comes to his agenda. Critics contend his agenda has been hijacked by the far left. Another weapon in the war on COVID, free, high-quality face masks are coming soon.
400 million N95 masks will be distributed in the coming weeks at thousands of local pharmacies and community health centers nationwide. As COVID cases continue to surge across the country, many hope this will help slow it down. Janice Marin works in the healthcare industry in the Washington, D.C. area.
Having access to these free N95 masks are going to be game-changing.
That report from Stacey Lynn, the U.S. Senate planning a vote tonight on voting rights reforms. The package will not pass, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants all 50 senators on the record.
We're going to vote. We're all going to go on the record. And Republicans will have to choose which side they stand on.
Utah Republican Mike Lee.
What they're trying to do is to silence Americans and seize power. This isn't really about the American people. This is about enabling Democratic politicians to remain in office.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he's a firm no when it comes to changing the rules to change how we vote.
The majority of my colleagues in the caucus, Democrat caucus, they've changed. They changed their mind. I respect that. You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that, too. I've never changed my mind on the filibuster.
The voting reforms would essentially nationalize our elections, expand early voting, allow ballot harvesting, and permit felons to cast ballots. Secretary of State Blinken in the Ukraine today, meeting with that country's president about Russia's troop buildup along the border. Blinken worries an invasion by Russia could be imminent.
I strongly hope that we can keep this on a diplomatic and peaceful path, but ultimately that's going to be President Putin's decision.
Florida Congressman Michael McCaul.
I can't overstate how Biden's energy policy is playing into this. When you shut down American pipelines and move us away from energy independence, you make the world more reliant on Putin's oil and gas. So every time you see the cost of oil going up, Putin is getting richer, more emboldened, and he smells weakness right now, and he's taking advantage of it.
Secretary Blinken will meet with Russia's foreign minister on Friday. Well, perhaps you've heard there's a crime crisis in America, from a murdered UCLA graduate student in California to a woman shoved to her death by a total stranger in front of a train in New York City. The crime crisis is getting worse. Victor Davis Hanson at the Hoover Institution blames woke culture for making America less safe.
This whole woke ideology, we think it's incompetent or it's left wing or it's Marxist. It's cruel. It's mean. It tells every citizen, if you get hurt, you get shot, we're not going to worry about you. And the person who did that to you is probably going to be out on bail or not prosecuted. If it tells a young child, you in the present are going to learn good racism because there were bad racism in the past. It tells the old guy that's 68 like me, if you need treatment, you may be the wrong color, you wait in line. This is a regression. It's a very evil ideology because it's cruel. It's mean-spirited.
Victor Davis Hanson at the Hoover Institution. Well, 5G is here. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says that could mean some air turbulence issues.
As AT&T and Verizon are launching their new ultra-fast 5G wireless service nationwide, airlines are bracing for travel headaches.
We're going to see some disruptions. There's no question about it.
Captain Joseph DePete is the president of the Airline Pilots Association.
We want to be leaders in the world in terms of 5G, but we don't want to do it at the expense of aviation safety.
While the FCC says 5G is safe, the FAA is concerned about interference with systems that help pilots land in low visibility and bad weather.
Wireless companies have agreed to a 2-mile buffer zone around many of the nation's busiest airports to keep the 5G technology from interfering with air traffic. And still to come on the 5 o'clock report, for a Wednesday, some teeth-chattering cold is on the way, a Pennsylvania mom speaks at the March for Life, and A.G. James takes aim at Trump.
Here is your Family Life weather forecast. The call for tonight and for tomorrow, turning much colder. A couple of scattered rain and snow showers early, then some flurries, and a period of steadier snow later tonight into Thursday morning across central and eastern Pennsylvania, where there could be an inch or two of snow accumulating, and a couple 3 inches could fall in Lake Effect, southeast of Lake Erie in Ontario. Temperatures, they drop into the teens tonight, hold in the teens tomorrow. Friday will be bitterly cold, clouds, sun, local lake snow. High temperatures, upper single digits, the mid-teens. Most areas will be below zero by later Friday night and Saturday morning.
All right, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center. More on that knee-knocking, face-freezing, nose-numbing cold from Family Life's Dee Haley.
A surge of Arctic air bringing bitterly cold temperatures and wind chills will settle in once again tomorrow. The National Weather Service reports wind chills may drop to 15 degrees below zero tomorrow night and again on Friday night. Actual temperatures are expected to drop below 0 degrees Friday night into Saturday morning. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
All right, Dee, thank you. The big dig taking a little longer in Buffalo, New York. Schools went remote again today because a lot of streets still haven't been plowed from all that snow this weekend.
It's a mess over here.
Definitely the side streets. I was pretty shocked. It was a little sketchy out there. The side roads need a little extra work.
We've been lucky with the snow plows in the past few years, but this year they have just been ignoring this whole neighborhood.
City officials say plowing those side streets has not been easy with all those snow-covered vehicles still stranded in residential neighborhoods. A Pennsylvania mom who once had an abortion, now standing for life in the Keystone State.
What I've gone through and the mistakes that I have made and how I've seen abortion not just end the lives of over 62 million babies, but I've also seen the effects on women as well.
Tony McFadden is a featured speaker at this Friday's National March for Life in Washington. She spoke to Family Life earlier today.
And I don't believe that abortion is health care. If one person dies in the process, and I don't think it's caring for women.
McFadden says it was hard for her to forgive herself after she made that agonizing decision to terminate her own pregnancy.
It is possible to heal, but the healing process is sometimes you have to sit in your pain in order to get out of it, and that's what a lot of people do not want to do, but I'm saying there is beauty on the other side when we allow the healing to take place.
McFadden now runs an organization for at-risk youth in the Reading, Pennsylvania area. Now, if you'd like a free bus trip to D.C. for Friday's March for Life, there's information on how you can hitch a ride at pafamily.org. The New York Attorney General says she's uncovered evidence that former President Trump used fraudulent valuations of his golf club skyscrapers and property to get loans and tax benefits. Tish James has not yet decided whether to bring a lawsuit in connection to these allegations. She wants to question Trump and his two oldest children as part of the probe. The Trump Organization calls this investigation politically motivated and baseless. Pennsylvania Senate President Jake Corman wants an impeachment probe against Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner. Corman says it's the only way to stem the tide of violence in the city of brotherly love.
Not only has it become untenable and fearful for people to live there, you know, businesses aren't going to locate there. You're putting the city in a crisis. And you know, someone needs to step up and do something about it. People want to say I'm being political. Fine. I don't care. I just want to get something done.
Corman says just 20% of shootings in Philly have led to criminal charges. He thinks the spike in violence is a direct result of Krasner's soft-on-crime policies. Well, Pennsylvania remains a national leader when it comes to drug overdose deaths. Now a pair of lawmakers want to legalize needle exchange programs all across the Commonwealth. We get that story new at 5 from Family Life's Brand Brandon Dixon.
Republican Jim Struzzi of Indiana County and Democrat Sarah Inamorato of Pittsburgh plan to file a bill to make it legal for communities to operate syringe services programs. This would allow for the distribution of clean needles, the safe disposal of used syringes, and referrals to drug treatment centers. Only Pittsburgh and Philadelphia offer such programs currently. The lawmakers stressed the needle swapping program is not akin to safe injection sites, and no drug use would happen at them. The CDC released data this month showing Pennsylvania had over 5,400 overdose deaths last year, the fourth most in the country. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, thank you for that. A Monroe County, New York community is hoping a new agreement with a landfill operator will clear the air, literally. Family Life's Mark Webster.
The town of Perrington has lived with the High Acres landfill for about 50 years, and despite the financial benefits, the relationship hasn't always been a happy one, with town residents often complaining about landfill odors. Now the town has a new agreement with the operator, Waste Management, which officials hope will help all concerned breathe easier. The new deal aims to hold Waste Management more accountable. Facets include detailed surface scans to track down fugitive odor emissions and a new 24/7 hotline where residents can report odor issues with required follow-up. Harrington Supervisor Kieran Hanna calls the agreement a turning point for the town. Mark Webster, Family Life News.
Thank you, Mark. The housing market is red hot right now in Pennsylvania. According to the State Association of Realtors, housing prices have risen 14% since last year. The average home in PA sells for north of $192,000 right now. Listings, however, were down more than 25% in December compared to the same time in the year 2020. And now let's get that nightly market report. It is brought to you each night by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers from Wall Street.
Stocks ending the day lower today after a volatile trading day with gains and losses as investors are considering future earnings growth coupled with monetary policy tightening. Crude oil continuing its gains as it rose to over $86.50 a barrel. The Dow today down 339 points, the NASDAQ losing 167, and the S&P 500 fell 44. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
All right, Dave, thank you for that. You're listening to the 5 O'Clock Report, a midweek edition on Family Life.
Have you received notices from so-called credit restoration companies claiming they can fix your credit? Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. They're a waste of money because you can restore your good credit all by yourself. Bad marks on your credit report stay there for 7 years, and there's nothing you can do about it unless they're inaccurate. Only then can you have them removed. Get your credit reports from all three reporting bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. You can do that for free at annualcreditreport.com. Check for errors, and if you find any, dispute them. Then, keep your balances below 30% of your available credit and always pay your bills on time. Do those things and your credit score will start to rise, and it won't cost you a thing. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 O'Clock Report, get paid to listen to music. We'll tell you how after this.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Hope you've enjoyed the little break from the bitter air we saw today because the thaw is about through as a cold front slices through the region tonight with another bitter blast of Arctic air. Here's the call for tonight and for tomorrow, turning much colder. We expect a couple of scattered rain and snow showers early, then some flurries, a little bit of lake effect snow, and a period of steadier snow later tonight into Thursday morning across central and eastern Pennsylvania, where there could be an inch or two of snow accumulating, and a couple 3 inches could fall in lake effect southeast of Lake Erie in Ontario. Temperatures, they drop into the teens tonight, hold in the teens tomorrow. Friday will be bitterly cold, clouds, sun, local lake snow. High temperatures, upper single digits to the mid-teens. Most areas will be below zero by later Friday night and Saturday morning.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Final at 5, breakup hits.
I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, it's not easy to mend a broken heart after a bad relationship, but getting paid sure doesn't hurt. Mark Mayfield explains.
There's actually a job offering $1,000 to listen to breakup songs for 24 hours. The role is for DJ of Heartache and includes sad hits from Adele and Taylor Swift. The perfect candidate must listen to them all by February the 6th, and after some likely tears, create five playlists of their own to represent the five stages of grief. Those interested must apply on financebuzz.com by January 31st. I'm Mark Mayfield.
All right, Mark, thank you for that. And that's the world we live in this Wednesday, the 19th of January, 2022. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.